I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back. Final half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, and of course, SportsMap 94.5. One, as we continue to roll on with the show, we've been telling you about this man joining us all day now. He is a very well-respected NBA guy, as well as sports guy, who is one of the newest members of DAZN. Chris Mannix joins us right now. Chris, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate you spending a segment with us.
My pleasure, guys.
So why don't you tell everybody right off the top, we were trying to give people a little bit of an insight as to how great DAZN actually is, what it is, how they can get it, and how it can maximize some of their viewing pleasure when it talks about, you know, when you talk about trying to get some of these big boxing matches, MMA-type events.
Hey, look, it's a new platform, at least in the U.S. It's been around the globe for a long time, and it's been heavily invested in combat sports. And, you know, over the next year in 2019, a lot of major fights, both boxing and MMA, including Canelo Alvarez, probably the biggest star right now in boxing, can be found on DAZN. And the one thing they're trying to do is basically get everybody out of the pay-per-view business. And I think that'd be a welcome sight for people that wind up, you know, every time it's a big fight, you pay $75-$80. DAZN is going to be $10 a month, and you know, you get the Canelo fights, you get Anthony Joshua fights. Fights that are generally on pay-per-view, you'll get them for a much, much cheaper rate. So it's pretty easy. It's like anything else, any other app. If you have a smart TV on your phone, you know, iPad, whatever, you download it, you sign up for $10 a month, and you get everything.
Now, Chris, you got the Boxing with Chris Mannix podcast that you do, and of course you're up with DAZN. Like, for someone who's maybe not super familiar with some of the names of boxing, you know, this isn't just some dudes that are on this platform. Like, this is like elite, big time boxing. You also got some MMA in there as well. Like, this is a great way for just $10 a month to kind of get the entry, the foray into boxing, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's HBO has kind of left the building when it comes to boxing, and DAZN has I think filled in that space in a lot more. I mean, they've, you know, signing Canelo Alvarez the way they did, the deal he got, he's now, I think, the richest or highest paid athlete in terms of per year salary in the world, or at least in the U.S. He signed an 11-fight, $365 million deal, all of which will be fought on DAZN for the $9.99 a month. And, you know, he's going to fight Danny Jacobs in May, which is a huge fight. But beyond that, I mean, the fight you have tomorrow night in Houston, Jaime Munguia is one of the most exciting junior middleweights in all of boxing, a 6-foot, 154-pounder that goes out there to take your head off. So if you're in Houston and can see this guy fight, it's great. But if not, you know, watching on DAZN is pretty good.
Yeah, watch it on DAZN, and we've been promoting all week the fact and giving away tickets that it is at Toyota Center, so that's a big fight and a big deal for Houston. Chris, Cody mentioned the boxing podcast, but you also have the crossover with Chris Mannix, and obviously me coming from the Rockets and having a lot, an NBA background, I know you've always been a very highly respected NBA guy as well, and so while we got you, kind of wanted to kind of get your thoughts on, one, the James Harden run that he's on right now, and the fact that when you hear people say it all the time, hey, it's really cool, he's really doing a lot of things offensively, but there's something that still doesn't feel, it's not winning everyone over like you would think when Westbrook was going on the averaging the triple-double for a full season. What this guy's doing is just phenomenal, yet it doesn't seem like he's getting the credit he deserves.
Yeah, it is, but I would think that there's a lot of similarities between what James is doing and what Russell Westbrook did in 16-17. Just, you know, strapping your team on your back and single-handedly, you know, winning games. They're doing it in different ways. I mean, Russell Westbrook was an inside-the-three-point-line kind of force of nature, whereas Harden is averaging like 13 three-pointers every single game. But, you know, the common thread is that their teams just overwhelmingly rely on their ability to put up close to 40 every single night just to win. I think that maybe the reason that, you know, he's not getting, or he doesn't get even more credit is, you know, the record is pretty good, but it's not like the Rockets have been undefeated since he kind of went on this tear. And it's also clear that they really need to get some other guys back. I mean, you guys remember the last couple of years, specifically 2 years ago, when James Harden had to do everything by himself, as he did in that 16-17 season, the consequence was that in the postseason, specifically that series against San Antonio, he wore down. So, you know, that Chris Paul's not playing tonight, but I guess he's back on Sunday. You know, getting those guys back into the lineup, you know, for the possibility that this team can win something in the playoffs, I think it's just enormous.
Chris, what do we need to see from, I mean, anybody to prove that this isn't just Warriors versus everybody? Like, is there something you're watching for over the course of this season from various teams to say, okay, those guys got a shot to give the Warriors a series?
I don't know. I mean, it's really hard for me to sit here and tell you that there's somebody that can beat Golden State 4 out of 7, especially with, you know, Cousins starting to work his way back into the lineup. Now, he's still very much a work in progress. I mean, his debut statistically wasn't bad, but he had 6 fouls. And, you know, when I talk to scouts that have watched him, you know, both on TV and in person, his mobility is limited. You know, he's going to be pretty good at clogging up the paint, and they've given up a lot of points in the paint this season, but you know, he's going to be limited for a little while now. But, you know, they're treating in Golden State the rest of the regular season like an extended preseason for DeMarcus Cousins, just to let him, you know, kind of get himself back into shape so that come April, he'll be, hopefully for them, you know, close to what the player that he once was. But even if he's not, he's still such a luxury. It's just, you know, Houston, with the changes they made this offseason, that clearly weakened them. Utah has them on the team we thought they were going to be, even though they're starting to pick it up a little bit lately. It's just, it's really hard to envision any scenario, barring significant injury, where somebody beats the Warriors 4 out of 7.
And that's where I was getting at, Chris, because you can give an outsider's perspective with expertise, because there's so many people here that believe when the Rockets get healthy, they have enough. And I have said, I don't think so. They have to still try and make a move or two. And the thing is, with the Paul contract, the new Capella contract, with all their salary cap limitations, basically, all they've been able to do is just pick up guys that are bought out, like Fareed, like Austin Rivers. Mm-hmm. But what can the Rockets conceivably do? And can this is this team right now have enough to even get to the second round of the Western Conference playoffs?
Yeah, look, I think they have enough for that. I mean, they're still going to possess, you know, really high level firepower with a healthy Chris Paul and with James Harden. And when Capella's back, I mean, he's obviously brings a different dynamic to that team. It's just, you know, the loss of Ariza, and I know he isn't having his best season, didn't have it in Phoenix, and has been up and down in Washington. You know, just to, you know, take a good chemistry and glue guy and a versatile kind of 3-and-D guy off that team, it really hurt. I mean, less so Luka Bamute, though you can argue that was a loss as well. But just the changes that they made, they weakened them. And you really don't have any margin for error when you're going up against Golden State in the playoffs. I understand Trevor Ariza was expensive, really expensive, in the deal he got from Phoenix, but here's the consequence. You're just not the same team when when you lose that guy out of the rotation. So I think they can be a conference finalist. I just don't think, you know, going into a conference finals against Golden State, that they're going to be as formidable as they were last year.
So is there anybody out there? I mean, is there any names that we're looking at a buyout? I've heard Parsons. We don't know what Dallas is going to do, but they're supposedly shopping Matthews and others. Mark Gasol, but his contract's big. Is there any hope that Daryl Morey can pull a rabbit out of his hat, somehow make this team better before the deadline?
It's hard to see a deal getting done via trade, you know, both for, you know, both a result of the lack of real assets the Rockets would be willing to part with and the number of teams out there looking to do it. I mean, teams like Orlando are open for business right now. Obviously, Memphis, we know. The bottom feeder teams, you know, if you want to take Tim Hardaway Jr., you can have him off New York's roster. They just want to get off the books. It's just challenging because the Rockets don't have a lot to offer back. You know, a lot of people I talk to, executives I talk to about the next month, they're kind of predicting the buyout market could be pretty robust. You know, the Knicks could walk away from Enes Kanter, the Bulls, Robin Lopez, all those bottom of the their respective conferences teams could buy out some of the veteran players on that roster. But, you know, if they do that, the Rockets are going to be competing with Golden State, which, you know, offers an almost guaranteed championship. Boston, which I think is going to be looking for another big man on the market, another top-tier team. So it's going to be challenging, to say the least, for Houston to make any significant upgrades outside their roster.
There you go, man. We appreciate your time. I know you're busy, but tell people again all about DAZN, the fact that the fight this Saturday night coming from Toyota Center is going to be on it, and how people can get it so they make sure that they get some of these big pay-per-view events.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun fight for as long as it lasts. Jaime Munguia, as I said, one of the most exciting fighters in all of boxing. You can just download the app on at DAZN or the DAZN app on your Apple TV, Roku, all that good stuff, or go to DAZN.com and subscribe there. It's real easy, painless. They've, like I said, it's new to the U.S., but they've been doing this app stuff, you know, globally. They're in Japan, all over Europe, so they're pretty good at it. So it's pretty painless to go through the process and. You get all the good fights, man. I mean, Canelo Alvarez just around the corner. It's good to sign up now.
Yeah, go do it because it's worth your time if you're a sportsman, especially of combat sports. And again, follow Chris Mannix at SI Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated. And make sure that you follow him from now through the end of the NBA season because he's going to give you all kinds of good tidbits. Chris, appreciate your time and have some fun this weekend.
Anytime, guys.
There you go. Chris Mannix, we got one segment to go on the big show. Don't go anywhere. We are going to put a bow on this thing and turn it over to the Blitz next. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
Sylvia's Synergy Effect, brought to you by Synergy Home Care.
Getting back in the kitchen got mom back into life. After her stroke, she felt uncomfortable doing what she used to do. But with her Synergy caregiver, Emma, things changed. She got help at home and regained the confidence to get back to her old recipes. Now the hardest thing is getting mom to stop making her biscuits. So good.
We believe getting back to what you love can keep you moving forward. Find your Synergy Effect with Synergy Home Care.